Of course, we can get clues from people who almost die from the near-death experiences.
Yes, I think so. We get glimpses of what might be over there.
I always think of these people that, and if, there are many of them. It's surprising when you get talking to people. Most people are embarrassed or just want to keep it private. So, and that's very valuable testimony when you come across a person who is reluctant to tell you, but then it comes out because then you know they're not making it up. I think of these people as like because I'm a space guy. I think of them as being like sample return probes. We send these spacecraft out to dip into a comet or the surface of an alien world that we can't really go there in person yet, and we bring back a little sample of what it was like. And I think these people are like that. They cross this boundary or they enter this transition zone between life and death, and they bring us back a little bit of precious information. They tell us what it's like to approach that boundary between life and death, and we have to use that as scientific data. And the elements, of course, we see some quite common elements: the white light at the end of a tunnel, the vision of loved ones who've passed away, and all of this is valuable data on what it might be like to die.
And I think it's all tied into what is out there in the universe. This interconnection of what I've always called the wireless internet, David.
Mm-hmm.
It's connected, and if I'm correct, if you're correct, that something exists beyond life in the afterlife, and that it's part of the universe, it's normal, whatever it could be, it's always there, it's supposed to be there. It's not
exactly
supernatural, it's not paranormal, it's normal, it's
exactly
there.
Absolutely, and I think that we call this life and we call what happens next death, but I think death is actually just a transition between life and a greater life. I think what we see now is very limited. Our vision is very limited. We can only see in a tiny portion of the spectrum. We can only hear certain frequencies. We have a very, very limited experience compared to what is actually out there. And for me, one of the most telling features of the near-death experience is this huge expansion of consciousness that people report, the feeling of suddenly being everything. There's a loss of the sense of self, but all of a sudden they say everything was there, the whole universe was there. And that shouldn't happen if the brain is closing down, according to the conventional view of science, because if the brain gives rise to consciousness, why should you get this huge expansion of it just as the brain is about to close down? That's why we've got it wrong. Consciousness is out there. It's not inside the brain. The brain, if anything, is a limiter of consciousness. It's only when it's out of the way that we fully appreciate what is there. And
I agree, yeah.
Yeah, that's the conscious universe. We become one with, if you like, the universal mind, rather than being just a limited, rather paltry little biped on some forgotten planet. We suddenly become linked with the whole universe.